Και βλέπεις αμύγδος πνεύρο
Well, good evening and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. I'm very excited that this evening we have a one-hour special with Chazen Shmuel Barzilai, who is in the area right now celebrating the birth of a grandson. And Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Shmuel Barzilai, okay. Good evening. You're in Austria.
Yeah, in Vienna.
In Vienna. And tell us a little bit about life in Vienna for a Chazen.
Yeah, it is a quiet city, very quality city. Vienna is for a Chazen very famous as the first cantor was Salomon Sulzer.
Sulzer?
Sulzer, yeah.
Oh, yes, the famous
Everybody
Sulzer.
Knows from... Shema Yisrael, yes. Hashem, it's coming yes. from Vienna, and he was very famous and friend of Schubert and Franz Liszt, but very big composer.
Oh, he died, what, about 1890?
1890, yes.
A lot written about him and how he revolutionized Chazonis. Now, tell us a little about yourself. You were born in Israel.
In Jerusalem.
In Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
And when did you leave the country?
In 1992, I was starting in Vienna.
I see. So before that, you were a Chazen where in Israel?
I was in Israel in Netanya. I was in Florida for high holidays. I was in Ramat Gan some years. You know, in Israel, you can get a job, a full-time job. And it was also only for concerts and high holidays and some guest cantor for Tel Aviv Great Synagogue and Chutz Shivatzion Synagogue and Ramat Gan Great Synagogue.
I see. So, and then 18 years ago, in 1992, you went to Vienna?
Yeah.
Have you been in the same shul all this time?
All the time.
What's the name of the shul?
It is Seitenstättengasse. It means this is the main shul. As I said, the only one shul you don't destroy it in the Crystal Night because of the very small street and they are afraid to do something to the non-Jewish.
And it was the one shul that survived?
Yeah.
What's the situation for Jews in Vienna now?
We have good life. We have the Jewish community, everything for every group in Jewish. You know, we have from the ultra-Orthodox till the non-Orthodox. We have synagogues, we have schools and old house for all children of men. We have sport clubs, we have everything. And everybody can feel very good about anti-Semitism, as was you asked me before.
Well, do you find that there is much anti-Semitism?
I tell you what, I go with kippa on the old streets in Vienna, and I have recording in TV and radio, and I have no problem to go out with it.
I see. Very interesting. And the membership of the shul, is it, are there mainly Ashkenazi? Do you have Sephardim or a mixture?
We have everything in the community, but our shul is Ashkenazi.
I see. And do you have a choir in the shul?
I have a choir every Shabbat, every Friday night and Shabbat morning.
And to who organizes the choir?
The choir starting from the time from Salomon Sulzer, but we change. The choir now sing very much Sulzer, but also in other compositions. What I do in the last 4 years, I grow up also children choir for the Musaf services on Shabbat, and the don't sing very like Vienna Boys Choir. They're singing very simple, but it bring another atmosphere, another weather that people like. And this is very, service is a little different because of this, but it's very good.
Now, you've done a lot with the Vienna Boys Choir. I know I have some of your recordings.
Yeah, I do it 10 years ago in 90,000, in the year 2000, I do one recording for the old Sulzer compositions.
Uh-huh. What's it like to sing with them? They really make a nice sound.
Yeah, the idea was because Zulzer want to do alt and soprano voices, and he couldn't do it with in the synagogue because of the ladies. Then he used also children choir, and I tried to take the best choir in the Austria, or maybe the world, to do this recording.
I see. And now, are there other Chazanim in Vienna?
There are some Chazanim who come to the high holidays, but not all the year.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the situation. Are they mainly Orthodox shuls, or do they have conservative and reform?
We have the all committees Orthodox. We have only one organ, Or Chadash, its name. It's of a reform synagogue, but it's not so like the States. It is reform. These are very, very small. But the main community is Orthodox. We have Sfaradim, we have Chabad, we have Mizrahi, we have Satmar, we have everything.
What's the population, the Jewish population of Vienna? Are there many Jews, or in Austria?
Sure. They find some years ago, I don't know, Ruine. What I say Ruine in English, it is where it was the synagogue from the Ozarua. It was in the Middle Age time. And this is to show to the non-Jewish, this Jewish life was a long time before.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? But I'm surprised. It always amazes me that there are Jews living in Germany and in Austria. I mean,
yeah, sure. Every American who comes to visit, he says, "How can you live? He lives here." But there's Jewish, and every community need his services. He need kosher food. He need shrita. He need the chazan too. And I do the job.
Really? Do they have a head rabbi?
Yes.
For the country.
Sure. The chief rabbi called Rabbi Chaim Eisenberg. He was born in Vienna. His father was a rabbi before, and he makes his job very good.
Interesting. Interesting. Your children are, how many children do you have?
I have four children. Two of them lives now in New York.
Okay.
One lives in Israel, and the little one lives with us.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so, and this was your first grandchild, first
yeah.
grandson. Ah, that's great.
Thank you.
They grew up very fast.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Enjoy them.
Thank you very much.
Where did you study for Chazanis?
Okay, I was born to a family with Chazanis. You know, maybe you hear about family Eisenbach. It's from Jerusalem. My grandfather was called Rabbi Yankel Pester Eisenbach. He was a very famous Baal Tefillah, Chazan. And from the other side, I was growing Moshitz Hasidim, and it is from my, as a child, I get very much music. And it is music. It is also music.
I gotta shut off my cell phone.
I sing also this, Avan Agila, and my...
I'm sorry.
That's no, okay.
You know, when I do a concert, I say, make sure your cell phones are off. Okay. So.
As long as the music is no problem.
Okay. So I'm sorry. So.
And then I go to a Kintoyal school in Tel Aviv. I was the director of Naftali Estik with Eli Jaffa. And Moshe Stern was one of my hop teachers.
Uh huh.
And I worked there 4 years, and when I'm finished, I get a job in Vienna, and I took it.
Interesting. Naftali Hersik has done a wonderful job with the Tel Aviv Cantoral Institute.
Yeah.
A lot of fine Chazanim have come out of that.
We make also two together when we was with Vienna, with the choir from Synagogue Choir, uh-huh. with Eli Jaffe, with Naftali. We do a lot of tours and touring Europe. German, London, Anglia, and French, Austria.
I see. Well, let's hear some Chazanis. We have two fairly new albums. They recently came out. The first one will be from the album Shmuel Barzilai, Song and Prayer. You did this with Sobel?
With Dr. Mordechai Sobel, and his son Ophir Sobel is working also very well.
They do wonderful work with Chazanis.
It's correct.
Yes, and in Israel they're doing a great job in reviving it there.
I love to work with them. Yes, they're very, very professional.
Yes, yes. So the first selection we're going to hear is Umi Pnei Chatoenu. You want to give us any background about this?
I know anybody who knows Chazanis knows this piece, Umi Pnei Chatoenu, written by Brun. And I love this piece.
Okay. Umi Pnei Chatoenu.
Thank you.
Wow, that's magnificent, really magnificent. You did a wonderful job as the Sobel. You can just hear the Sobel touch.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you've been doing a lot of concerts and traveling throughout Europe and Russia and
States, tell us a also little here bit in New York.
Yeah. And in New York, yes.
It was last June. We do a jazz concert in the Museum for Jewish Heritage in Battery Park.
Oh, really?
Also
really?
With my son Yair, he's play guitar, and we do some jazz concert in Los Angeles. We do.
How did it go?
Very good. It was very, 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 very new. You know, and people don't know what to looking for. You know.
Well, what did you sing?
I sing of a chorus from Rosenblatt as a jazz. You know.
In jazz?
Yeah, because we have very, very good pianist Adam Holtzman, and he play very good free, and we have a good drums
percussion. Yeah,
percussion. For me, what is also new, because I don't do in this form, but it was very good. It was organized by the Austrian Culture Forum. A good friend of me, Andreas Stadler, and his idea was this, to do it, and he was to do it again.
Interesting.
Maybe next year.
Interesting.
But and it's not my main. My main concert is normal concerts, cantorias, pieces, you know, as a classic.
Now, you were recently in Moscow?
I was in Moscow last Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and in the big shul, in the Bolshoi synagogue.
Uh-huh.
It was also by the visit of Rabbi from Rabbi Shayevitz, Rabbi Goldschmidt, but also was the ambassador of Austria there, and then we go to the Sukkot, we sit together, we sing together. Half a year later, I was in St. Petersburg. It was also the chief rabbi, Amar, from Israel, come here because of the new synagogue. The new, they have the Georgische, the Gruzinim, make a new synagogue and new Sefer Torah. And he came for this. It was a convention of all rabbis from Russia. It was a nice experience, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, I didn't say hello to you, but I first met you when you were at Rabbi Schneier's birthday celebration at Park East.
Yeah. Sure.
I was there, and I didn't come over and say hello to you. I should have at that time.
It was spontaneous. You see, Rabbi Schneier asked Yossi Malovani and it's my Elfgott and me to sing something for him.
Yes.
And the Kiddush will make spontaneous. It was very nice. I know Rabbi Schneier a long time ago.
He does a wonderful job.
A very nice person.
A good ambassador for the Jewish people.
Really? Yeah, correct.
Okay, our next selection is Hamavir Bonov. Tell us a little bit about Hamavir Bonov.
It's a simple, nice piece. I like this because it is very, as it says, zorem, it's fleeced, and this is like La'avir Banav.
I love it. I love this particular rendition of it also. Okay.
Like your opera aria, you know, it is Jewish aria.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
love that. I love that. Hamavir Bonov. Now, you recorded those in Yerushalayim, I understand.
Yeah.
And with Sobel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yerushalayim Yeho, yeah.
Yes.
We have it also in the same the next stuff before Hamavir Bonov is Yerushalayim Yeho.
Now, you just visited a dear friend of mine, one of my favorite of Jewish singers, Bensian Schenker. I know that you... So tell us a little bit, your background is Mojits.
Yeah, as I say, as a modern child, we come from Hasidic family, and my father took me all the time to Mojits Hasidim, and have a chance to know Bensian Schenker very well. I can't forget it when it was the time after the war, 6 days war, and we go together after Shavuot morning or something like this. We walk to the whole city, to the Kotel HaMaravi, and he accompanies the new melody. I think it was, I'm not sure, but called Sahav HaLoveri.
Yes.
And all the time I know Ben Tzion Schenker very well. Not all rabbis from Mojits. My father knows also the Rabbi Shaul Yedidia, the grandfather for this rabbi for today. And now I think I want to record in one piece from Ben Tzion Schenker, O Chadash Al Tzion Tahir. I also sing it because of my, in the last concert, it was with a choir from Jerusalem, and I give it as a Suchanuka candlelight, O Chadash Al Tzion Tahir, and also for my grandchild, Jonathan. And I come here to New York. I says, Ben Tzion, I want to see you, and again, I want to give you to listen to this recording and to hear your mind. He was so excited. He said, "Bravo, bravo!" And I recorded it. I love to do it, and ask so people from his house, please come here at the new recording. And this is for me a big special honor that I can do it, and I hope that it will be taken.
Now, this is the first time that anyone is hearing this on the broadcast.
I think so. Yeah, it is not published till now. It is a new CD. I hope the CD will come later, but yes. This is the first time it's
published. Okay, so to my listeners, you're getting a scoop. This is a preview of an album that will be coming out in the future by Cantor Shmuel Barzilai. And it's a composition by Bensian Schenker.
Chadash, Bensian Schenker, in some cantorial pieces from Mordechai Sobel.
Gotcha.
Shalom.
Okay, that's a preview.
Premiera in German, you say premiera.
Premiere, yes. It was wonderful. It was Shankar in the beginning and then Sobel in the end.
Yeah, but Shankar accepted it very well.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's great. Okay, so our next selection is going to be Haneshama Loch. And these are such favorites of mine. You're hitting all the beautiful selections.
Really?
Yes.
Because of you, you sit with me together. You know, I gave your Strahlung, your you know, Haneshama Loch by Kalibach is everybody loves Kalibach.
Yes.
And I have the option to meet him twice. One
really?
Before is. In this time when his daughter was born, he says in the concert, I have a new child, I have a new daughter. She her name is Estrake Neshama Tehora Shlucha. This was her name. It was a concert in Binyan Yarmah in Jerusalem. And I don't know, 25 years later or 27 years old, he come to Vienna. And I says, Shlomo, you remember this concert? He says, sure, this is Estrake. You see here, the Neshama. Kalibach is
he was very special. He really was. He touched a lot of souls.
Every concert I use one or more pieces from Shlomo Kalibach. And also the services. Not me, everybody.
Yes. Yes. And they have Kalibach Shabbosim in the shuls. It's interesting how he has grown since his death. I mean... even greater than when he was alive. It's a great tribute to him.
Kalibach can do only Kalibach self. He was do it before better than everybody. But in this piece, Haneshama Loch is one of the first composition what you wrote, maybe when you was by the Yeshiva, by Rabbi Aaron Kotler before.
Aha. Uh-huh. I have all the original records. They were very simple, very, very clean, very pure, you know.
Yeah.
I must confess, in his later years, as he drew nearer to the end, it lost something. The early records really had more of the soul. I mean, all of his records were great, but I really enjoyed the early records the best. Now, this HaNeshama Malach was recorded also in Israel?
In Israel, also arranged by Mordo HaSobol, or Ophir. And the child, soul of child, we have with Jonathan Bergman.
Okay. Let's hear HaNeshama Malach.
Mordo HaSobol.
Oh,
Love it. Now tell us about this young fella Bergman who was singing on this.
His name is Jono. Jono is a very sweet boy. Now he's 16 years old. I very love his singing. He's singing not like an opera singer, but he's singing very sweet. He was a child. He studied by me to bar mitzvah, and I hear his voice, and I says, you have to sing in a solist because you sing very nice. And also his family is very close to us. His father with his partners have a big company for public relations, and they do also a very nice cover for my last
Your
two
albums,
CDs,
yeah.
My albums. And I want to thank them again for this case also.
Okay, well, the next piece is Avinu Sheba Shemayim, and certainly it's a prayer that we love. And Sol Zim, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Sol Zim was a wonderful composer. He composed so many selections, L'dor V'dor, that a lot of people sing every Shabbos. But this Avinu Sheba Shemayim is a classic of his.
Yeah, nobody. No, there's not a concert without this Avinu Sheba Shemayim.
Right.
Everybody singing. It's a nice piece. Also, the text is very important for us now. For everybody looking for Israel, for freedom, peace in Israel. And thank you, Saul.
Okay, thank you, Saul. Okay, we dedicate this to Saul. Avinu Sheba Shemayim.
Israel v'golah
שמחת עולם ליושביה
Wow, I love that piece. That really, really is something. Avinu Sheva Shemayim.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. You know, when you're having a good time, time flies by so fast. We have time for one more selection. We really need 3 hours. I know that. But the last selection will be a Yiddish Mama. Tell us a little bit about this recording.
We'll need to explain a Yiddish Mama. Yiddish Mama is one of the famous pieces. Everybody love it. And really, when I sing Yiddish Mama, I think about my mom. She was died 7 years ago. And really, everything, every word what she says about Yiddish Mama is correct.
Okay, so our closing selection, and we'll say goodbye after this selection. It's a Yiddish Mama.
Thank you very much.
Ich will bei euch a Kasche fragen, sag mir, wer es kann. Mit welche Teire vermeigens, Mensch Gott alle Müll. Man kauft es nicht für keine Geld, das gibt man nur um es ist. Und doch als man verliert es, wie viel Tränen man vergisst. A zweite geht mit keinem mit, es hilft mit kein Gewein. Ah, er war es hat verloren, der beschöne was ich mein. Ah, alle fein und gut. es gibt nicht besser in der Welt. A jüdische Mame, oi, wie bitter, wenn sie fährt. Wie schön alle Licht in ihr ist, wenn die Mame ist da. Wie treurig finster wird, wenn Gott nennt die Raphael am Abend. In Wasser, in Feier, wollt sie gelaufen vor ihr Kind. Nicht halten ihr Teier, das ist gewiss die größte Sinn. Als eine schöne Matone geschenkt von Gott. Nur an all die jüdische Mame, Mama, 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 as a shayne maton e gishayk fun got nor an al di che yidi shema
Wow, what a wonderful way to finish this one-hour interview with cantor Shmuel Barzilai, who is in from Vienna. Thank you so much for joining with us.
I want to thank you very much to interview it, and very happy to be here today.
Again, mazel tov on the birth of your grandson. You should have a lot of nachas.
And thank you.
It should be, I'm sure it'll be wonderful. And I'm sure we'll continue. We have a lot more to continue in the future.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.